make it real. Make it real. Make it real. Make it real.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
They asked if he had any final words you say. Before they would send him on his way. Johnny lifted his head to the sky as he said, with tears in his eyes, "Even God, he won't judge me, he won't judge me till I die. So who are you to tell me wrong from right? If you knew my life, if you've seen it from my eyes, then maybe, oh just maybe, you'll change your mind." Johnny, he breathed his last breath. Then a woman stood in the crowd she addressed. She said, "John Boy did not deserve to die. For the one who pulled that trigger, it was I." She lifted her head to the sky as she said, with tears in her eyes,
"Even God, he won't judge me, he won't judge me till I die. So who are you to tell me wrong from right? If you knew my life, if you've seen it from my eyes, then maybe, just maybe, you'd change your mind." My daddy died in a bar fight to the man who I shot the other night. Oh, but Johnny Boy took that gun away and he told me that my life he would save, and I promised him that I would change my ways, and I'd speak his words, I'd speak them from the grave, and I'd speak his words, I'd speak them from the grave.
Then she lifted her hands to the sky as she said, with tears in her eyes,
"Hate will never stop the hate, oh, but love is the only way. Oh, and hate will never stop the hate, oh, but love is the only way. If you're hiding hate in your heart, you've got to let it go. You've got to let your lovely light show. If you're hiding hate in your heart, you've got to let it go. You've got to let your lovely light show. Hey, never stop the hate, oh, but love is the only way. Hey, never stop the hate, oh, but love is the only way. Hey, we'll never stop the hate, oh, but love is the only way. Hey, we'll never stop the hate, oh, but love is the only way.
Hey, we'll never stop the hate, oh, but love is the only way. Hey, we'll never stop the hate, oh, but love is the only way.
Oh, Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Thank you. With her child in bed.
The blacksmith's wife hung down her head. So shadows pass along the ground. Felt the breeze but heard no sound. Two black crows on the fatal tree. Keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free. Is one crow you and the other crow me? The penitents crawl on bended knee at the foot of the hill. They look to see if the old tableau is being played out still. With a rattle of bones and a lingering kill. The tidy's ankles and the tidy's shins. They talked of virtue and they talked of sin. They welcomed confession and craved romance and cheered when they saw the hangman dance. Two black crows on a fatal tree. Keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free. It's one crow you. The crow me. It's the other crow me. And when they hear the rooster's call, all men fear what could befall. The lives they led from day to day, brief lives of grief and quick decay. While high above with gimlet eye, dark majesty and strangled cry. Two black crows on the judgment seat. Measuring death before they eat. Two black crows on the fatal tree. Keeping watch on the butchery. The bone man dance and bend the knee. the cruel me.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Just not that fair. It's one step again. Troy Green.
I don't care what they say, I'll be right here in your arms when I come.
as friends they weren't that great anyway. And I'm addicted to you, they just get in the